I'm standing surrounded by bags of stone ground flour in Prior's Mill in Swaffham Prior with miller John Cook. John, can you just tell me quickly and in a nutshell, because it's an extensive subject, why stone ground flour is more nutritious than an industrial produced flour made on roller mills?
Certainly. There are two main reasons why, indeed, stone ground flour is more nutritious. The first one is to do with the process. In fact, both of them are to do with the process. But one is the fact that in a roller mill, the flour is made by passing the grain through a series of high-speed steel rollers. And each set of rollers have a different distance. So you start off with a wide distance between, and they get smaller and smaller. So the first rollers just peel a little bit of the bran off the grain. The next rollers will take more of the bran and move towards the endosperm, etc., 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 until you've got minute amount of starch left, which are broken apart by the final rollers. So as the flour is produced, it's actually produced as a series of different separations. Imagine a set of different tanks, and bits of the grain have gone into those separate tanks. Now, wheat germ oil, which contains most of the nutrients in the flour, is actually contained towards the starch in the endosperm, the middle of the grain. The problem with roller mill is that actually that separation of the wheat germ is actually only going into probably two out of probably three or four different sort of grades, if you like, of meal. So when the miller then tries to reincorporate all that, if they're going to produce a wholemeal flour, effectively they have to get the meal out of those different tanks and push it all and mix it back into one. Well, of course, the wheat germ oil is therefore not well distributed between those elements, and therefore you miss out on some of that. So the second point then is the fact that the roller milling process is high energy. Those rollers are moving very fast. They produce a lot of heat. Well, we're talking about an organic matter here. And so as soon as that grain is split apart, it's exposed to heat. The fats and the oils within those grains are going to very quickly start to denature because they're exposed to that heat. Whereas if we look at a stone ground process, the difference, of course, is that the grain is ground in one, so there's no separation. And it's also ground with much less energy and force. It's a slower process. It doesn't heat up as much. And therefore, the oil is mixed uniformly throughout the meal, the whole meal, and because there's no or less heat, the fats and the oils are not denatured in the way that they are in the roller milling process.
That's a brilliant explanation. The only thing I have noticed is that with stone ground flour, it's better off to use it sort of more quickly, more freshly. And is that's because the oils deteriorate over time, perhaps?
Well, the oils and the fats will in both systems will deteriorate over time. And this moment you expose those to oxygen, they're oxidizing. I must admit, I'm intrigued by this question about using flour longer or more quickly after it's been milled or for a longer period of time. I have to say, I guess I'm probably making and when I'm baking using flour, which is quite fresh, just by the fact I don't keep flour hanging around in my mill for very long. But I haven't hugely noticed that difference. In fact, some of my customers talk about the advantages of baking with flour, which is quite old. So an interesting question. I'd love to learn and spend more time exploring.